Today's recording is the Schus Therfor Shlema in merit of the complete healing of Bela Malka Bas Aidi Eti, Barbara Korn, by her nephew Mar Gottlieb and family. Gan no'u l'chisi kala, my sister, my bride, is a locked garden. King Solomon in the Song of Songs says that God refers to us as a locked garden, a garden that no one could go into except the owner of the garden. That this is a parable in a loving relationship between the groom and the bride, that the groom says about his bride that she's a locked garden that no one is allowed to enter. She doesn't let anyone else in except for me. So too does God say about us, that we don't allow anyone or anything to enter us except for Hashem. And the Rebbe Maharash of Lubavitch, whose birthday is today, the Rebbe Maharash brings in a maimer in a Hasidic discourse that the Targum says that just like the Garden of Eden is locked and only the righteous souls may enter it, so too does Yisrael, so too do the Jewish people, do we close our entrances and only allow Hashem to come in. And as the Rebbe Maharash explains, what's the idea of a garden? Why are we dafka being likened to a locked garden? I mean, they have locked warehouses also. Banks get locked at night, and it's only like 7-Eleven that's open all the time. But why are we dafka being likened to a locked garden? So the Rebbe Maharash explains, because the whole idea, why does a person have a garden, is for tainug, for pleasure. A garden is not like a field that one has for pragmatic reasons of growth, to be able to have sustenance, etc. People have gardens just for the sake of having pleasure, being able to go into them to have pleasure. And what the Rebbe Maharash explains is the reason that we're locked up just for Hashem, and that only Hashem is allowed to enter us, is when we come to a place where our tainug is in Elokus, when we have pleasure from God, that's what makes that we lock ourselves up and only allow Hashem to enter. It's by having pleasure from our relationship with Hashem, when we become a garden that God gets pleasure and that we get pleasure from it. When it becomes a reciprocal relationship of pleasure, that's what causes that the bride and groom lock themselves up only for each other. And as our Rebbe explains, that's why the Rebbe Maharash is bringing what the Targum says, Davka Bagan Eden, the example of the Garden of Eden, even though all gardens give pleasure. But the Garden of Eden is a pleasure from the light of God. That's what the Garden of Eden is. That's what heaven is, that we openly feel the pleasure of the light of God. So what the Rebbe Maharash is saying is that the way that we close ourselves up to only allow Hashem to enter is if we get pleasure from Hashem, if we have a geshmak, if we have an enjoyment from our connection with God. There's nothing else that could lock us up to allow only Hashem to enter unless we feel that pleasure that we get from Hashem. And as the Rebbe Maharash explains in the Maimer, that just like when a man wants to marry a woman and be intimate with this woman and lock her up for him, he gives her a ring that's round, a tabas kiddushin, a round ring, that's the custom. So what's the ring, what's the round thing that Hashem gives us to be mekadesh us, to marry us? The Rebbe Maharash says it's the hisboinenus and seiv of kol alman. It's being able to meditate in God's encompassing, transcendent, surrounding light. It's that Hashem gives us the perception, allows us to perceive what His infinite light is like. And the Rebbe Maharash explains, if you could almost imagine you were able to look at all the worlds and all of time and space through the infinite light of God, and you would see how all the galaxies and the Milky Way and the universe and all the spiritual worlds are like a little grain of dust. Imagine you could see that. Imagine you could see all of time, thousands of years, as just a moment. You were looking from that vista of infinity and saw all of reality as just a little grain of sand. You would realize that all the things that humanity fights and argues and gets pleasure from, all of the physical, created, spiritual reality, it's just a little grain of sand, it's just a split second. You would see that. You would realize that the only thing to really get pleasure from is God's infinity, becoming one with the infinite bliss, consciousness, and being that is God. It's almost like you could imagine, you know, when like a little five-year-old child gets like a trinket, like a 25-cent little toy, and then the trinket breaks after 10 minutes and the kid starts screaming and crying like some from kind of Shakespearean tragedy. And, it, you know, you try to comfort the kid, but inside of you, you know that it's just a little 25-cent trinket. When you're looking from the vantage point of the Tabas Kiddushin, the ring of God's infinite light, and we see, we have a perception of that, we see that all of created reality is just this little 25-cent trinket. And we have the ability to be connecting to God's infinity. And when we think about that and meditate on that, that pleasure makes us into a secret locked garden where we feel that the only real pleasure we could ever have is from connecting to Hashem, partaking in the infinite consciousness, being in bliss that is the light of God. This being raised up and being part of that infinite, encompassing, surrounding light of God is available to us katsheinu b'mitzvaysecha every time we do a mitzvah, every time we learn Torah. Now, this idea from the Rebbe Marash, I think, is a perfect example of what's the Rebbe Marash's famous perennial philosophy. The Rebbe Marash of Lubavitch is known for having said that the world says that if you can't go under, go over. And I say, l'chatchila ribber, that initially, immediately, your first attempt should be to go over. Don't try first to go under. Right away, try to go over. Now, that means that sometimes when we have challenges in life, we try to go around the challenge, under the challenge. We try to hit it face on. But the Rebbe Marash is saying that Chassidus is about just Tatchila Ribber, initially, just jump over the whole thing. And that means a lot of different things. There are a lot of ways that this plays itself out. But this idea that we just learned is a perfect example for it. And that is that very often we get challenged by things of this world that pull us away from Hashem, taivas, nisyonas, temptations, obstacles, etc. So the way that some books recommend, the books of Musar, etc., is that if the world is tempting you, the world is troubling you, think about that the world is lowly, and that the world is corrupt, and that the world is not good, and that nothing in this world is meaningful. The Rebbe Marash is saying, no, just meditate on God's infinity. L'chatchila ribber, jump over finite creative reality. Meditate on God's infinity. That's what Chassidus is about. The only thing that's going to make us a locked garden, that we really get pleasure ultimately from Hashem, is by getting pleasure from Hashem, not by not getting pleasure from things in this world. You can't stop getting pleasure from X unless you're getting pleasure from Y. You can't convince yourself that the world is not worth having your whole life dedicated to unless you get the pleasure, feel what it's like to be connecting and have the pleasure of connecting to Hashem. A bride doesn't lock herself up from others unless she's becoming intimately in love with her groom. Their mutual pleasure was what locks themselves up for each other. And so therefore we have to know that Hashem wants us to be a gan na'ul, a locked garden. And the way to do that, the Rebbe Marash is teaching us, is the chatchila ribber. Immediately, initially, jump above all created reality. Let's start looking through the glasses, the spectacles, the vista, the vantage point of infinity. Try to look at reality the way God does. And then we'll see that there's nothing worth really dedicating ourselves to except becoming one with Hashem, with God's infinite being. And although we might not feel ultimate pleasure right now in this world, but that's why we have to want Mashiach, because when Mashiach comes, we will become one flesh with God, openly intimate with God's infinity, and consummate our relationship with God with all eternity in the garden that is this physical world.